Thank you. Have a blessed day.
Amen. Amen. Have a good day.
God bless you all this morning. Praise God for whom all blessings. I thank God for another day's journey. Just thank God for Jesus. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit.
Come on, man.
Thank him for my church family, Pastor Kayson, First Lady Kayson, the Heart of God Baptist Church. And I thank God for my family.
Amen.
Thank him for just bringing them through another week's journey. God's been so good unto
Come
us.
On, man.
Give him all the praise. But I thank God because if this morning we talked about the Samaritan woman at the well, and Jesus asked her for a drink.
Come on.
But he told her, if you know who I am, you would ask me for a drink. And I praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That one day you met me at the well and gave me the living water.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Yeah. I thank God for a
Come on.
God bless you all. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. We got something over here. Yeah. 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 Thank God for another Sunday. Thank God for having another good week.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Now it's time for you to give him some praise. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Give him some praise.
Yeah,
yeah. So, just so glad to be in the house one more time. I was taught that it's things that in the can only happen in the house. The things that can only happen in the house, the things that can't happen at your house, but you got to come to the house of the Lord with some believers that believe in the same thing as you, with some people that are as beat up as you. Come on, come on. So we can all go to God in prayer. We got to pray. That is our advantage. That when life's tests are beating us up, that we can pray. And the songwriter says, just a little talk with Jesus will make it all right. And that's not just what I heard, y'all. That's what I know. That I know, that I know, that I know. That just a little talk with Jesus will make everything all right. Don't worry about the problems. See, the problems seem much bigger because you are closer to the problem. And the closer you are to God, the bigger God gets. Amen? So sometimes we got to stop focusing on our problems and our situations and the things that's going on because it's not taking God by surprise. The things that are going on right now, God already spoke about. And then he told you that everything was going to be all right. He didn't say that every day was going to be your mountaintop experience.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
He told you you're going to have to go through the valley. But what he's saying was, I will be there with you even to the ends of the earth. So just find solace that God has us already. We've already won.
Yeah.
We just got to take our time and not be so worldly when it comes to situations.
Oh, no.
Don't always go to what you know, but the word of God says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. I know some of your situations look like you're losing in your own understanding. But in all your ways, acknowledge Christ and he'll make your path straight.
That's right.
So just keep going. Don't never give up. Know that this is not, what you're going through is not for you. It's somebody that's watching you. For somebody that's coming up in your footsteps. But just know that God is always in control. He knows your problems. He knows your fears. He knows your situations. Just trust him.
Amen.
Amen.
Another testimony.
I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. I get joy when I
for what he's done, but just for who he is. And I do also thank God for who he's brought me from. And I know there's nobody but God. And I learned over the years that I was just content with being happy. But growing in Christ, I learned that I wanted joy instead of happiness. And I learned that getting that joy from Jesus, get your happiness from out of the world. Come on. People can have a lot of money and a nice car and be happy. But it ain't no happiness like the joy that you get from Jesus. So I thank God today. Thank God for my church family, for our ministry. Thank you, God. I pray that you all have a blessed
day.
Good morning,
church. Good morning.
Common place, all kinds of diseases, people are tipping away. Economy's down, people don't get enough pay, but as for me, all I can say is, thank you, Lord, for all you.
Back over here. Amen.
Wanted to ask everyone to
Pray for Aunt Jewel. She's going through some things right now. She contacted me this morning, and she wanted me to make sure that I let the church know that she needs your prayers today. And that she's not on the line, but she needs your prayers. And so I know that we're going to pray for her, strengthen the Lord. And she's going to be fine. Because if he brought you to it, he'll bring you through it. And I can say that he will. And he's the keeper of his word.
Yes,
only thing that we can stand on is God's word. We can't stand on what man says or what a mama, daddy, sister, brother, or cousin says.
Right.
But God's word will stand forever. It has not changed thus far. And his word has been here longer than I have. So we know that it hasn't changed. But we know that with prayer, that God answers our prayers. We see them, we hear them, and we can even feel them. And so I thank everyone for all of their prayers. And I pray that you all have a blessed week. Stay safe. I'm sending out air hugs and kisses. And that I do love you truly. From the bottom of my heart, I love you. But also I got to remember, the Lord loves you.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning.
Give
God, and thanking God for a church family that you truly know loves you.
Amen.
I want to thank my pastor, First Lady, the congregation this morning, our visitors for coming out to come and bless you this morning. We thank God for you all and your presence this morning. We pray that you will enjoy God's word. And he will bless you for whatever that might be. I thank God that my path has guided us in the right direction. We have a lot to be thankful for. That we have a place to come and worship our Heavenly Father. It's always uplifting when you come out. And I pray that people will come out of these houses. Trust God, because whatever COVID is, let COVID stay where COVID is. If you trust God, you don't have to fear. Because he has the power to do all things. And he's a people pleaser. He keeps his promises. And he loves us more than we could ever imagine. Just keep him first in your life and enjoy what has in store for you. We thank you and we praise you, God, this morning. In your precious Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We're going to talk to some folk. Amen. We've been talking since last year. Amen. Amen. They like family now. Amen. They be. Amen. So we're going to ask them. They got a testimony. Amen. They are on the line with me on Wednesdays, amen. We have our little chat sessions, amen. And it just feels good, amen. It just feels good to see you all in person. So we're going to start with you, Dave.
First, giving honor to God. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us here this morning with me.
Amen.
Also, thanks for the reconnection. I don't speak very good fast. Also want to thank God for bringing in young lady in my life. Man, I give it up on love. She's hollering. Man. There were me in the ups and downs. Help me raise my three kids. And we will walk down that aisle with this woman because I love her for all my heart.
All right. Everyone a chance to make something for the Lord. So we're going to go through a call last
7611. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Praise the Lord. Made another day. Gave me another chance to be above his ground and praise his hey, holy name. He said, thank you, Father. I'm getting close to home. And you know the problem and thing I'm going through every day. He said, you know my life better than I know myself. But I said, thank you, Father, for this morning. Just gave me another second chance to stay above his ground. In your blessed holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for calling and those that tune in by Facebook also and by Blog Talk Radio and by internet. We just thank everyone for your continued faithfulness, whichever way you tune in, whether you call in, whether you dial in, whether you show up in person. We just want to make sure everyone knows that you love, that you care. Again, Deacon Bryce, we know you're on the line, amen, going through your challenges, amen, with your voice and everything, but we know that you're faithful and you continue to tune in and dial in every Sunday. So let's give God some praise. So we're going to ask Reverend Sykes, great leaders in prayer this morning, call to prayer. Just remember family and friends near far. Remember those loved ones, amen, that are going through right now. And we know that we're still in the midst of global pandemic, so coming out of it, and people still have been, so sometimes they are trusting God. Sometimes they're still a little weary, but we know that God, he is our healer, amen. And that by his stripes we are healed. And 2 Chronicles 7:14 teaches us that if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins,
Richardson on this morning.
Sister Helen Lee this morning. Sister Redmond this morning, Father God. We pray this morning, Father God, for those, oh God, that are unsaved this morning, oh God. Pray their hearts that they might come running. I yield. What must I do to be saved, God? And Father, help us to be better bold witnesses in kingdom building, oh God. Oh God, we pray, oh God, for Hunter Baptist Church in its entirety, oh God. Touch every member, oh God. Touch every ministry, oh God. Touch all the families that are connected with this church family, oh God. And Father, we pray, oh God, for our pastor on today, oh God. Lead, guide, and direct him, God, as only you can, Father God. Continue, oh God, to give him the strength, the stamina, and the perseverance to stand strong in you, oh God. Continue to allow him to preach your word, oh God, in season and out of season, oh God. And Father, we pray, oh God, for our first lady, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for allowing her to have a good week last week, oh God. And Father, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, that you would allow her to continue to have good weeks in school, oh God. We pray that you would touch the hearts of the students, oh God, the teachers, oh God. We pray you would touch the administrators, oh God, on today, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would touch the president of these United States of America today, oh God. We pray that you would touch, oh God, Vice President Kamala Harris today, oh God. All the senators and congressmen and mayors of each city and state, oh God. And as the gun violence, oh God, runs rapid in our cities and states, oh God. Oh God, as the crime rate continues to grow up and go up in our cities and states, oh God. We know, Father, that we can turn to you, oh God, and you will hear and you will answer all of our prayers, oh God, because we know that you are prayer answering, God, and we know that you answer all prayers, oh God, and sometimes the answer is yes, and sometimes the answer is no, and sometimes the answer is just wait, oh God, and so, God, we are going to continue to wait patiently on you, oh God, and Father, we thank you, oh God. We thank you and we praise your name and we bless your name on today, oh God. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they come with me. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. God, I thank you, oh God, because my God runneth over and
You
I know that I belong to you, God. And I know that I'm over.
A little bit of ache and pain, man. But the Lord
I said, but the Lord will deliver us from them all. Amen. And so that's why it's important that we will get encouragement. Amen. And I don't know about you, but every now and then I need somebody to come alongside me. Amen. Encourage me. Amen. Amen. Look at somebody. I'm not super woman. And I'm definitely not super man. Oh, now the world got some serious kryptonite. Amen. 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 Call on Jesus. Amen. Last Sunday, we talked about he's our hellhound chaser. Amen. Amen. I know that he's my battle axe. Amen. And he's the one that gives me the strength. So, when he's going through this, in this Romans 8 chapter, verse 28. He says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Amen. And just for a few moments this morning, we want to talk on the subject. Amen. It's all good. It's all good. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we humbly bow, God, and thank you. Another privilege, another opportunity to stand and declare your word. Father, I ask that you forgive me of my sins, oh God, that you will be faithful and just, forgive me, and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Oh God, that I might be a few of us from you by you. Oh God, that the sinners will be converted, the saints will be edified. The most of all, God, we receive honor and glory to your name. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Paul was acknowledging that there were some struggles in his life, amen? And one of the first things in order to get help during your struggle, amen, is to admit that there's some struggle, amen? In other words, you can't walk around, amen, when people ask you how you doing. You say, praise the Lord, everything is good, amen. You know, we're on that front, amen? That faith, amen, knowing deep down inside you beat down, God. Amen. Amen. But you're putting on the front, amen. And so what we have to learn how to do is be real with the Lord, amen. We have the ability to communicate with God. And the thing that I like about God is that he puts the communication port right on board, amen. We have a communication with God, amen, that is called the SAVE Network, if you would let me. Amen?
All right.
Amen. The SAVE Network, amen, is a wireless network, amen, that allows you and I to be able to communicate with God during any situation or circumstance. Amen?
Yeah.
Somebody said that the SAVE Network, amen, and it's sort of like a virtual personal network, amen. In other words, it's the SAVE Network, amen, but everybody has their own channel. Somebody said, amen, amen. Have I got a witness? Amen, amen. Everybody got their own channel. Everybody got their own username and password. Amen, amen. And the thing that I like about God and the same network, amen, is that the network never goes down. Amen. Have I got a witness? How many of y'all trying to get on the network and it was down? Amen. You didn't put this password in and it rejected you out. Amen. And see, the thing with the SAVE Network, amen, it's run by the Holy Spirit of God, amen? And see, the Holy Spirit of God, amen, it was there in the beginning, amen, and the Holy Spirit of God was the one, amen, when Jesus said, let there be, amen. Everything developed, amen, from those words that he spoke, and the Holy Spirit carried it out, amen? In other words, so God built the network. Look at somebody say, God built the network. And because he built the network, he understands, amen, everything that we're going through, amen. In other words, from your time you get up in the morning to the time you go to bed at night, God knows what your situation and what your circumstance is, amen. And so that's why we can say like Paul, it's all good, amen. Because it's all good because God knows the beginning and the end in the same time. See, See, we live on a time-based frame, amen. We start at 0-0-0 in the morning, amen, and we go to 24 in the afternoon, if you know the military time. And so what we can't advance to the 11 o'clock hour when we're starting off at the 1 o'clock hour. But God sees the 1 o'clock and the 11 o'clock at the same time. And the thing that I like about God is that God knows what's going to happen in that period of time. And what he does is orchestrate in our lives that it's going to work out for your good. Somebody needs to say amen. So when it gets a little rough in the morning, when it gets a little rough, when somebody's off the chain in your neighborhood or someone is doing something, amen, that hurts your last nerve, amen, we need to say it's all good because God is working it out for my good. So we have to understand on the same network that God gives us, amen, his spirit, amen, that can get through to God, amen, at any time. Amen, amen. And even when we don't know what to say, Dr. Lindsay, even when we know not what to pray for, not to cite, amen, God has given us some hardware, amen, on board called the Holy Spirit, that when we don't know what to say, amen, it says it for us. Anybody ever put some antivirus software on your computer, amen, and it has the option to run, amen, at a certain time, amen? In other words, it'll run automatically and make sure the system stays where it needs to be, amen? That's the way the Holy Spirit is in our lives, amen? It's like the auto antivirus, amen, that whatever we need, amen, it will communicate with the same network and give us what we need to be able to deal with the situation in our lives. And so when we understand that, amen, that God has given us something that we don't even have to worry about because it searches us and it researches us, amen, and it sees where we got problems, amen. And when it sees that we have problems, it communicates with God and says, God, they got a situation right here, amen, that they're not even aware of.
Come on.
Amen. And it's going to get the latest update. Come on now. The computer to go and get the latest update, download it, amen, and take care of it. And when you pull the computer up, you don't even know it. And so the Holy Spirit, you look at verse 26, it says, likewise, he says, the Spirit is also helping our infirmity. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit, look at somebody's name, but the Spirit itself make his intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. In other words, God's working it out for you and I behind the scenes, and we don't even know. In other words, God's got the situation under control, amen. And while we're worrying and trying to figure it out, God is already what? Working it out. Somebody get right screaming right around the room. In other words, God has already worked that thing out. Anybody ever worried about something? Lord, how this going to do? How am I going to do this? I can't pay the rent. This one's over here. This child's doing this business. Don't you know that God's already worked that thing out? God already knows what firmware and update. He'll update the firmware. He'll update the software. He'll update the healthcare. He'll update all of those things, amen. And so all you got to do, come on now, is understand. Amen. That you need to let go and what? Let God have his way.
Yeah.
But you know how we are. We want to try to figure it out for ourselves. We want to try to work that thing for ourselves. We want to try to dictate how the thing's going to go. I must be the only one. Amen. Amen. We just got it in our mind how it should go. Amen. But don't you know, amen, that God has you in a situation sometimes so he can show somebody else, amen, who we need.
Yeah. Yeah.
Am I going to read this? I believe the preacher said that earlier. Amen. God has the ability, amen, to look, amen, at a situation and see the beginning and the end at the same time, and he'll bring you to a situation, amen, where you can't do nothing about it. Have I got a witness? And because you can't do nothing about it, it gives you the ability to walk in your faith. Sometimes it's rough, though, because we got eyes, amen, and our eyes will tell us one thing, amen, but our faith will tell us something. And so that's why the antivirus and the Holy Spirit will come in, and it'll let you know, amen, I'm working behind the scenes. And if anything comes up, amen, I'm going to get the update. I'm going to take care of this thing. And then at the end, I'm going to let you know, amen, this has been quarantined. This has been deleted. This has been set in a place where it no longer affects your system, amen. And what happens is it allows your situation on your computer, amen, to be set in a normal mode where you're operating on full capacity. But amen, will deceive us to think, amen, that God's not working it out.
That's right.
Our eyes will deceive that God is taking too long. Amen? But when your spirit says, I got this, we need to back off and let the spirit have it. Amen? Because in verse 27, it explains what the spirit is doing. In verse 27, he says, he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the spirit. In other words, when God searches, he already knows what you stand in the need of. He already knows what the conclusion is going to be to it, and he knows what he needs to give you to help you to get through. It says, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the what? Will of God. So you mean, Dr. Lindsay, that thing ain't going to work the way I want it to work? No, it's going to work out according to the what? Will of God.
Yeah.
And see, that's the problem is we want to work it out what? My way.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody ever got to a point where you was mad and you knew you had the right to be mad? Huh? I mean, you knew somebody did you wrong. Amen? And you knew, amen, they did you wrong. And you felt you had a right to cuss them out and bust them out. Amen?
Yeah.
Anybody ever got cut off on the road?
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen? And you was minding your business, they boom, boom, cut you off. Yeah, the time you break, they break check you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? And the first thing you want to do is what? The little pretty four little words we come out of our mouth. The little gestures we make with my hands, the little eyes and stuff we roll. Amen? But what God wants you to do is, amen, if God wants you to practice, amen, in loving in spite of. And what you have to do is learn to rely on the spirit, amen, and love in spite of it. And when you can love in spite of it, you will learn to let that stuff go. And when you learn to let it go, what happens is you begin to start making a difference in other people's lives because people know that they messed you up. They know that they did you wrong, but you say, I'm going to love you in spite of you, amen. And what will happen is somewhere along the line, they'll be in a situation that say, how in the world did she do it? How in the world did he do it? And all you have to do is say, because the love of God in my life has looked past my fault and saw my needs. And they'll say, well, I want to know about this God who looks past my fault and see my needs. And God will use you to influence somebody else to come to know the love of God. I'm almost finished. So, in verse 28,
mm-hmm.
it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. And so here's the prerequisite. You got to love God for this thing to work out for you. In other words, you got to love him with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind for this thing to work out for you. And when you learn to love God and say, God, I'm not feeling this right now, but I love you and I trust you. Amen? God, I'm not feeling this person right now, but because I love you, I'm going to trust you that you're going to work it out. Amen? God, I understand, amen, that I'm a Christian, but I'm still a little frustrated. Amen? And this flesh, amen, wants to go on get back. Am I knocking on somebody's door? Amen. God, I love you, amen. But God, they getting on my last nerve. Anybody ever got to a place, amen, where they was on your last nerve? And God, I love you, amen. But I can feel my old man attitude coming up, amen. And I'm getting a little short with people, amen. And God, I slipped up and said some words out of my mouth that I shouldn't have said. Have I got a witness? Amen.
But God, I love you to the point, amen, where God, I'm going to ask you for forgiveness, and I'm going to ask you to give me the peace and the patience to be able to deal with dummy, amen, because dummy that got on my last nerve. Have I got a witness? Somebody said, you can't fix stupid, amen. And stupid that got on my last nerve, God, and I'm just being real, God. I feel like smashing them by the back of that wing, amen, and wing, amen, and slam up in the crowd. But God, I love you.
Go ahead and preach, man.
But God, I love you. But I'm going through some things right now. And God will allow that Holy Spirit to run around inside you. And as it goes around, like the network on the inside, you say, well, what gives you the right to be this angry when I forgave you of the things that you did wrong? Lord have mercy. See, the Spirit will put that thing on you, amen, and cause you to reflect, amen. See, when you was out there doing what was big and bad enough for you to do, amen. I had some grace and I had some what? Mercy upon you. Have I got a witness? Amen. If God ever knocked on your door and said, hey, you ain't always been right, amen. And you ain't always did the things that you were supposed to do. The same love and the same grace and mercy I gave you, I'm expecting you to give them the same love and the same grace and the same mercy that I gave you. Oh, hell, right. And you tell God, I ain't trying to hear that though. I'm feeling bad, amen. If anybody ever got carried away in your emotions and your feelings, amen, and you was off the chain, amen. I'm talking about you was in it and you was talking and you was killing and you was pointing your finger and some of you had your neck going on like this and some of you took your lizard and put it on the side and some of you got somebody straight like that and straight like that and had your eyes popping and bulging it and you was all in it, amen. And God said, show your old partner. Show your own. That used to be you. So that used to be you. That's how you used to act. Amen. But I didn't give up on you. Somebody said, thank God that he didn't give up on you. Thank God, God, that you had grace and mercy on me. Thank God that he didn't give me what I did that I deserved, but he had some grace and some mercy on me. So when you learn to love God and you learn to do his will, then you can understand that you are called according to his purpose. And when you're called according to his purpose, sometimes, amen, it's not going to make sense. And sometimes it's not going to make you feel good. But when you love the Lord and you love God and you are called according to his purpose, what God will do is he'll give you the ability to be able to weather the storm. Amen. He'll give you the ability to be able to hang in there. He'll tell you in verse 37, he told Paul, he said, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. And then he goes on a little bit further, Dr. Lindsay, and Paul says, now I understand, amen, that God is working it out for my good. And that is all good. So now I've gotten to the point when I'm in trouble, when I'm going through my trial and my tribulation, I don't get wind in my jaws. I don't get my behind on my back. I don't get ugly anymore. But I realize that in it all, God is still working it out for my good. I realize that God can see the beginning and the end at the same time. So when I'm in the midst of the trial and the tribulation, the Holy Spirit will let me know that God is still working it out for my good. I might be going through a software upgrade, but in the midst of the software, this exchange upgrade, God will let me know it's all going to work out for your good. Then, once you understand that, then you can be like the Apostle Paul. In verse 38, he said, I am persuaded. In other words, I got my mind made up, my heart fixed, and I understand that it's all good. And have you ever been in a situation where you realize after the fact that God has worked it out on your behalf? You say, now, God, I understand it all. I understand how I had to go through this to get to where you needed to be. seem to be. So all things work together for my good. And you get to the last part of this and say, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, neither height, nor death, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. In other words, it's all good because Jesus worked it out. It's all good because Jesus paid the price. It's all good because Jesus hung, bled, and died. It's all good because Jesus went down on the grave and stayed there all day Friday, Saturday night, but really on Sunday morning.
Respect.
Amen. And start eternity.
Yeah.
And here in 2023.
Yeah.
Come on now. Now they work it out. What? What? What you do? Have I got a witness? Have I got one witness? It's all good. Amen. Y'all got this strength and power somewhere. You got it somewhere. You got this strength and power somewhere. So when we were going through this thing in 2019, and we were struggling, when you didn't know you were going to make it, in doubts about going to work, some of us were scared of our own home. This family number got it. Am I going to get it? Am I going to live? A lot of us doing a lot of praying all night long. Asking God to give us the strength. Asking God to give us the power. That's what Paul in this chapter realized. The Holy Spirit was giving the power. He wasn't praying for. Back then, we got together as a group. We wrote this song called Strength, Power. And God will give you strength. And he'll give you the power. And he'll give you the will to go on. So it's called Strength, Power, Will.
Come with no, and just step. Now and forever, the deeds of the Lord together.